Game 75 for the Celtics at the Rose Garden against the Blazers. This is the Boston Celtics pregame show on CLNS Radio. Thanks for tuning in to CLNS Radio here on the 31st of March, 2016. I am Larry H. Russell. We'll be later joined by Blazers Edge Managing Editor Dave Deckard to preview tonight's game where the 43-31 Boston Celtics are at the Rose Garden to take on the 39-36 Portland Trail Blazers. Tip-off is at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and tonight's telecast will air on Comcast Sports Net New England and 98.5 FM, the Sports Hub, here on the local radio airwaves. Celtics enter the game as three-point underdogs, over-under of 213.5. Tonight's officials are Kenny Maurer, Derek Collins, and Josh Tiven. Injuries, Jay Crowder listed as probable for tonight's game. He's expected to give it a go for Boston. Big man Myers Leonard for the Blazers, he was lost for the season last week, so he's out along with veteran big man Chris Kaman. Celts had their four-game winning streak end with a 114-90 shellacking at the hands of the Los Angeles Clippers. Blazers were winners against Sacramento in their last contest. Portland is coached by Terry Stotts. Leading the Blazers is their backcourt, which features Damian Lillard, who leads the team in points, assists, minutes, and efficiency. Starting two-guard C.J. McCollum, second on the team in points, assists, minutes, and is the team's leader in steals. Mason Plumlee is the team's leading rebounder. Portland boasts the league's sixth most effective scoring offense, 108.3 points per 100 possessions. On the flip side, the Blazers are 19th in the league's defensive rating. For a more in-depth look at the Blazers, let's go to the wall and speak to those butterside downers. Dave Deckard, senior editor at the Blazers Edge. Our segment with Dave is brought to you by SeatGeek. Have you ever been frustrated trying to buy tickets online? Most sites make it complicated, and they all try to sneak in huge fees at checkout. That is why you need to try SeatGeek. They aggregate all concerts and sports tickets and have made it easier than ever to purchase them. Here's how to get a $20 rebate on your first SeatGeek purchase. Download the free SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, and click add a promo code and enter promo code CelticsBeat. That's CelticsBeat, all one word, C-E-L-T-I-C-S-B-E-A-T, no space, and SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first purchase. Download the free SeatGeek app to claim your $20 rebate today. Dave, last time these two teams met, Boston won fairly easily. However, the game was in Boston, and it was also the second night of a back-to-back for the Blazers. How much would you attribute it to that, rather than the Celtics possibly being a better team?
Well, it's a little of both. Fatigue was certainly an issue there. The Blazers were in the midst of a late-season extended road trip, had played the night before. At the same time, you can't discount that Boston is a bad matchup for Portland. You have Thomas, Bradley, and Smart, who are three guards who can play, and more importantly, can defend, especially Bradley. I mean, he's amazing. I've coveted him for years. And pretty much they put the lockdown on Portland's guards. And if you know Portland's roster, if the guards aren't scoring, nobody's scoring. So basically you have some offensive potential in your backcourt to kind of match Portland. And not exactly, but close enough. But more importantly, you can stop Portland from doing what they want to do. And that's trouble.
Is that pretty much what this game simply comes down to? The Blazers do have that excellent backcourt that was talked about in the opening. So quite simply, does this game come down to the backcourt going up against Boston's perimeter D?
Yeah, basically. And whether Boston then can cover the whole floor on the perimeter as well. Obviously, the Celtics are very, very good defending the three-point arc. And if you get in the Blazers' guards' way, and if you manage to close out on other shooters, the Blazers don't have a ton of options left.
Is there anything else that we should look at, maybe an advantage one team or another has or another that we are not discussing so far?
Well, I mean, tempo is going to be a big thing, too. The Blazers like to run, but they don't really like to fast break. They like to run and get into their half-court offense quick in the 24-second clock. So if you see two things, you know the Blazers are in trouble. If the Celtics are flat-out fast-breaking and scoring on the break, and the tempo's that fast, Portland is going to be suffering. The other one is if the Blazers are late in the shot clock, they will also generally suffer. They can get away with a few plays or even a quarter like that. But if it's either too fast or too slow, the Blazers aren't happy. So watch the tempo and see if the Celtics can't take them out of their comfort zone.
Last question, Dave, and it's the hardest one, but it's really why we have you here. How's this one going down tonight?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's nearly impossible to predict. I think the game is going to be obviously much closer. I think the Blazers have a legit chance. They've been playing a little bit shaky lately, and usually they have some kind of rebound or comeback, and this might be that game. Also, they play well in games when they owe other teams one, and they sure owe the Celtics. So I'm going to go with a Portland win because of those things and the home court advantage, but it would not surprise me, obviously, to see Boston win. They've had a heck of a season. You got a pretty good team out there.
Dave Deckard of the Blazers Edge. You can follow Dave on Twitter at his namesake, Dave Deckard. Thanks so much for your maiden voyage here on CLNS Radio.
Absolutely, anytime.
Celts have won the last two against the Blazers, including a matchup earlier this year where Boston blew Portland out of the Garden 116-93. Celts also won the last matchup at the Rose Garden with a buzzer beater last year. Blazers had won the three prior to that. Game simulations tonight, Blazers win 55% of all potential outcomes. Okay, draft pick watch, not a good night for the Boston Celtics last night, in fact. Probably as bad as it could have gotten. Dallas Mavericks comeback winners at home as Steel won against the New York Knicks 91-89. Mavs are in Detroit tomorrow night and are now tied for the eighth seed in the playoffs because Utah lost in overtime last night at home to the Golden State Warriors. Who's the Jazz next game against? This is a tough one to pick someone to root for, but they're home tomorrow against the Minnesota Timberwolves, who sit 3.5 games away from the Nets for that fourth position in the NBA draft lottery because they, too, lost last night in blowout fashion to the Clippers. To top it off, the Suns, who are one game in front of the Nets for that third position, are now 1.5 games in front of the Nets for that third position. They, too, lost last night to Milwaukee. Literally, the night could not have gone any worse for the Celtics last night in the draft pick watch. Every potential matchup that involved the well-being of the franchise all went against Boston's way. Some good news, though. Brooklyn is in Cleveland tonight. LeBron James will play, hopefully to get some revenge, as they lost in an embarrassing fashion to the Nets a week ago to the day. Cavs are 14-point favorites in that, so that one should be in the bag. Programming last night without the post-game show. We'll be back tomorrow, and we'll go through the regular and postseason after every single Celtics game. Ticket giveaways, last chance to get in for the New Orleans Pelicans tickets on April 6th. That is simple. Like Celtics Beat on Facebook, facebook.com/Celtics Beat. Like that page, and you're in the drawing for those tickets. Winner will be announced this Sunday on the 151st edition of Celtics Beat. Also, Charlotte Hornets on April 11th. Follow at CLNS_LHR on Twitter. That's at CLNS_LHR on Twitter. And you are in that contest for a pair of seats to see that game, a big one at the Garden. Again, winners announced on Celtics Beat, the number one podcast on the web dedicated to the NBA's winningest franchise. Subscribe now on iTunes or Stitcher to not miss a show. This week's guest will be announced on tomorrow's edition of the pregame show, which will be right back here with you. Love to thank our guest, Dave Deckard, for his time today, and you, as always, for listening. For today's Boston Celtics pregame show with LHR, this is LHR signing off.